Pastor Schoenberg is taking this Sunday off, and I'm tickled pink to be here with you and to lead you today in this worship service. First off, Happy New Year to everyone, and actually, Merry 10th day of Christmas. We're still in the Christmas season. So my name is Jeff Campbell. I have a long story if any of you would like to hear it, but we'll leave that for after the service, okay? But I have a long story, and I'm actually now a vicar. I became a vicar in September for my church up in Old Bridge, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, your sister church, I guess, or which is Good Shepherd North in Old Bridge. Also, I'd like to say hello to the people who are watching online as well. I always forget you, and I'm sorry about that, but welcome. So, I'm a vicar there. I was installed as a vicar in September, as I said. I'm choosing a different path as I get older here. I am now currently a letter carrier, a mailman for the Postal Service. That's my occupation right now. But I am studying through seminary at Concordia St. Louis to become a specific ministry pastor. And I'll explain a little bit of what that is as I get into my message to you this morning. But it's a pleasure to be here with you. It's a pleasure to give Pastor Schoenberg a break. And it's a pleasure to lead you today in your worship. So please rise as we come before our God. Spirit.
Amen.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord.
I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts.
they shall not teach each other his neighbor and each other his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. I was glad when they said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. Let us now make confession of our sins before God, of our gracious and heavenly Father.
Eternal God, I confess that by nature I am sinful. I have transgressed your law in many ways, by what I have done and by what I have left undone. Lies in my thinking and my speaking and my actions. My motives and thoughts have not always been pure. I deserve your punishment now and for eternity. O God, in your mercy, forgive my sin and restore me to a full and joyful relationship with you. Through the merits of Jesus, my Lord, direct all that I do by your Holy Spirit. That in the year now beginning, I joyfully follow your will and gladly obey your commandments as a redeemed person. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun his work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now may he, the God of peace himself, sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Be at peace. Amen. Thanks be to God.
And now it's your custom here to say hello and share peace with each other. If you could get a little closer, that's fine. You have masks. God's peace. God's peace. God's peace be with you. God's peace, guys. Let us pray for the prayer of the day here. Lord of all, by your hands all things were made, and your word is power over order and chaos, light and darkness, life and death. Grant your spirit that we become instruments of your grace, instruments of yours by your grace, humbly serving you through the perfect prophet and savior of this world, even Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for a reading from our Old Testament and Epistle reading.
The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after Christmas is from 1 Kings chapter 3. The king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon used to offer 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said, You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David, my father, although I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who was able to govern this, your great people? It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this, and God said to him, because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has been before you, and none like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall compare with you all of your days. And if you will walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. Then he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings and peace offerings and made a feast for all his servants. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise for the reading of the gospel by our vicar, Jeff Campbell.
So today we hear the story of Jesus as a 12-year-old boy in the temple. We begin at the 40th verse. And the child grew and became strong and filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to the custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't know it, but supposing him to be in a group, they went a day's journey, and then began to search for him among the relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I'm sorry. We now will join together in the confession of our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father for all worlds. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. Please pause and ponder as we consider the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated. I guess you can tell I'm on my way to becoming a pastor. I just can't wait to get into my text here and my reading, so I'm sorry. But as I said, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As I said earlier, I'd let you in a little bit on what the specific ministry program is before I kind of get into my message here. And it's just that, a specific ministry program, and it's really a distance program. A lot of men that I find that I'm in class with are older gentlemen, my age or maybe just a hair younger, who now have families, have progressed in their lives, and have come to the realization that they want to serve the church in this capacity as a pastor. So what happens is, as a specific ministry pastor, I will, after 2 years of study, I will be ordained, and I will be at the beck and call pretty much of the district here in New Jersey, serving the district. And I hope to, as a letter carrier around that time, round out my career there. And then I will continue to serve the church in this capacity. And so after 4 years, I can continue my education and become a certified pastor, because obviously most pastors will have to go through 4 years of getting their bachelor degree and then 4 years of their master's of divinity. So I'm taking a shortcut, which some people in the LCMS aren't really too crazy about, some leaders of the church, but it absolutely serves the church in this capacity, because our church in general, in the country and the state, even probably in the world, need pastors. They're in desperate need of men. And so I just stood up and said, here I am. I'm ready. I'm in that, I guess you would say, groove of my life to serve the church for the remainder of my life. You know, it's kind of like, I want to segue this into my message here. It's kind of like Paul in our message today that Jeff read. In Ephesians, he writes to us that he wants to put on display God's eternal purpose, his eternal plan. So in this first opening salvo of the book of Ephesians, the letter of Ephesians, he does that. And it's similar to what I believe I'm being taught at seminary, is that we need men to proclaim this gospel of ours, to deliver. It's a male term, mailman term. But to deliver the goods of the gospel to the people who are in need, in dire need of hearing this gospel. And so Paul kind of refers to a little bit as deliver, is to contend. He writes in some of his other letters. And to contend means almost to engage you in the gospel, to make you think, to make you ponder, as an athlete would in what he's doing, a discipleship, a discipling of you. And so this is something that pastors do. This is the heart and soul of what pastors do and what specific ministry pastors will be doing in their specific ministries. And so this morning here in this church, I pretty much begin my journey. I've preached a few times, you know, maybe more than a few times over the course of the years of my home church in up in Old Bridge. But here I begin this pilgrimage, this journey. And when they realize it or not, we're all on this journey together. We're all on this pilgrimage through life. And as I look at the text today with Luke, you see and you find that Jesus is also on a pilgrimage. He's at a point in his life. We really don't get a time to slow down and really enjoy Christmas as the babe in the manger. We're already at that point where he's a 12-year-old boy, and we see where Luke is kind of pointing us in this pilgrimage and this journey of his life. And Luke tells us here that somehow Jesus has been overlooked. Somehow.